can when you cut your nail can develop a little bit small nail. They can be small things on the side, Then in the winter time you can receive intense cold from the hand, or when you are in the kitchen you can hurt your hand with the knife. When you are trying to get the hot water, it is often too hot. Or when you want to drink tea, I think we don't need to stretch our fantasy too much. You can cut a lot from your hand. Now let us analyze how much enjoyment the hand can give to you. I must tell you quite frankly, the only enjoyment which I can think of is that if your hand was extremely cold and you put it then in warm water, that is very much enjoyment. But it's only, it is dependent on the cold, on the misery. But any other pleasure, it's really not the pleasure of the hand. For instance, you could say, I'm shaking the hand of my subject. It is the pleasure. But it's really not the hand which makes you, which is the pleasure, but it's the pleasure to meet this poor fool. Or let us play, say you are able to play guitar, like our blue star. And you go very fast with the hands over the guitar. But here again, it's not really the hand which gives you pleasure, but your musical ability. Any guitarist knows that it's often very much suffering for the hand, especially in the beginning when the, you know, the strings are... Isn't it? I was playing violin, so I don't know. Often it was very heavy. So, the nyaya, you analyze by looking at every part of your body, in the mind, that actually more misery is coming from it than enjoyment. So be able to see this is described to be logic in the Vedic scripture. You should do this in your private time. I know that many of us conditioned souls are sometimes thinking about the pleasures, several pleasures of sense enjoyment. Analyze the senses, like the tongue and so on, and you will see there's more misery coming than there is enjoyment coming. Even the tongue, where many are very attracted. So, see, the time of enjoyment, where the food passes over the tongue, is relatively small. Isn't it? It takes a few. Maybe how long do we eat? 20 minutes, maybe? Or when it's Sunday feast, 35 minutes or 40 minutes. But your mashtami may be 1 hour. But even then, after you have eaten and enjoyed one part of your body, the tongue, there's so much work. Yesterday I was very hungry when I came here, but it was not possible to have warm prasadam because I came so late. So I ate cold prasadam now this morning, at the 4 in the morning. It is at the time when we were eating, the tongue was enjoying. It was quite nice. And the potatoes. Other things which are enjoyable. But now morning was a misery morning. So you can just analyze. Material life is really not the source of enjoyment. If you are sometimes very bewildered by desires for sense enjoyment, then please do this logical meditation, and it will help you to say goodbye to that material life. You just get fed up. You don't even want to eat any longer. You just think, oh no. No hope to be happy to the material body. At different times, every one of us can realize this. Generally, in young age, it is a little difficult. Many of you are still so young, you could be my sons and daughters. So young you look. So much I look just so fresh and new. And spoiled. And then it's difficult to understand that there are no hopes of enjoyment in this material world. But wait until you become an old man like me, and then it's painfully obvious that things are not going to get better. So this is this reflection is can bring you to a certain conclusion, a very important conclusion in Krishna consciousness about which I want to speak today. If you do not reach this conclusion in your life, then your practice of Krishna consciousness will not yield the desired success so easily. The secret word is utkanta. Now I want to address our devotee who has left up to now. Please, now it's becoming interesting. You could please rise. This is now important for you. The rest was not so important, but the beginning, you know this already, correct? But now comes the unknown. See, this utkanta means intense longing to be connected again with Krishna in devotional service. You can reach this in two ways. One is by understanding how miserable the material world is, and by intensely desiring to stop the misery of material existence. This is the path of the fool. Another part. It is by hearing about Krishna and becoming attracted to his wonderful nature, his quality of mercy, and his extraordinary energies by which he creates and takes back the universe, but by which he also has his divine lila in the material and the spiritual world. The spraying, the pain. This attraction can come with the association of Krishna's devotees, his confidential devotees. But no matter how this Utkanta or intense longing has to come one day, it has to appear in our heart. And only then we will be able to really go back to Krishna. Even in the spiritual world, Krishna desires to increase this utkanta, this longing of his devotees for him. For instance, once Krishna had an appointment with Srimati Radharani at Radhakund. But he did not come. Instead, he was at Gaurikund with other devotees. So the gopis, the Srimati Radharani, Radhakund, is he going to die? They felt an intense longing. Where is Krishna? We want to see Krishna. And they looked at the sun. Oh, the sun is going down already. And Krishna is not yet here. So they sent one little manjari, Rupa manjari. Very small. And she went to Gaurikund and saw Krishna with the devotees, Chandravali and so on. And she said, Krishna, your pet bull. Krishna has a pet bull, you know. Like Sridhar maybe plays with a pet frog. Or maybe a cat? Do you have a cat? No? No, not sure. You know, Krishna has a pet bull whom he likes very much. He has also a favorite swan. He has many friends in the animal kingdom. So he said, Rupa Manjari said, Krishna, your people is attacked by a demon. You have to save it. Oh, said Krishna, really fair. And Rupa Manjari pointed in the direction of Radhakund. Krishna immediately ran in the direction of Radhakund to save his temple. And then to now you could say, well, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. How can he be tricked? The thing is, he was not tricked. He also didn't believe that this pet bull was it. He knew it was an arrangement which Rupa Manjari had made so that he would be able to leave Chandravali without any disturbance in the relationship. Chandravali, I'm back in a few minutes. I just have to take care of this demon, you know, my duty. Appeared to kill the demons. But this was all, so to say, insinuated, or made up by Krishna himself. in order to increase the longing of Srimati Radharani and the gopis there for his association. Krishna often does this. For instance, in the life of Narada Muni, you remember Narada Muni was going to find Krishna after the death of his mother, and he went for a long time until finally, under one tree in the dark forest, he began to meditate. And at that time, Krishna appeared within his heart. He could have that beautiful darshan. Actually, Krishna first appeared in the heart and then outside of the heart. And but after Narada Muni had seen the beautiful form of the Lord, which is so attractive, which is so wonderful that if you lose it, you become totally. When you lose it, you become totally eager to see it again. So that's what Krishna did. He disappeared. If you have a wonderful present, and then you lose it again, you become very eager for it. Imagine you would give Daityari Porsche car. Now he goes to the Renault, which is not extremely fast. We could see yesterday it was going 80 kilometers, very slow actually. And imagine then, after he had with Porsche, you know, some turbine falls on it and destroys it completely. No chance of losing it again. Then he will feel something in the heart. Oh, I have the Porsche, now it's destroyed. Before he might not have felt this. You might have, I can imagine, as a devotee, you most probably never thought of a Porsche. Actually, Porsche is a bad example because it's not good for devotees. You can't put enough devotees inside there, and there is not enough room for the luggage. Let us say a nice Mercedes car, a combi, where you can fill everything in. If you lose something which you have, you become more, you think more about it. That's, you know, some of us, were engaged in sinful activities before they came to Krishna consciousness. And broke, for instance, the regulated principle in regards to illicit sex. And now where it's not that they observe celibacy, the mind thinks more about it. But a person like Sridham has no problems with it. He doesn't think about it. Isn't it? So if you have something and then you lose it, you think more about it. This is the tendency of the mind. So Krishna uses this. He appeared to Narada Muni and then disappeared. And I will explain to you Krishna's logic now. So why he does all this. After he had disappeared, he said, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material chains can hardly see me. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. The more, Prabhupada said, the more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more he acquires a hankering for it. That is the transcendental nature of godly service. So, this intense desire for Krishna is actually the secret of Krishna consciousness. And therefore sometimes a devotee goes through a miserable period in his life, so that he really desires more to be connected with Krishna than before. This is a blessing in disguise. Srila Prabhupada, he had one favorite verse which he often would quote in his Grihastha Ashram. It is the verse that Yasyanam Anubhuinami Parisyatat Dhanam Shanai. That the one whom Krishna likes him, Krishna does not fulfill his desires. Or Krishna does not, let us express it more clearly. Krishna does not fulfill the material desires of a devotee whom he loves. Instead, he takes everything away from him. So that the hankering of that devotee for Krishna will become bigger. Sometimes a devotee protests at that stage. Oh, I had this, I had that, I had position, I was a policeman and everyone followed my orders. Now no one follows me. Not even the butler. Oh, I was so beautiful. Now, because I've eaten so much, I'm so fat. Oh, I was so healthy and strong. Now look at me. I'm very happy. I'm so strong and young. Oh. Poor me, poor me, poor me. So, this is actually, this is, sometimes Krishna takes everything away from us. So that we understand, we cannot be happy in this world. To think that you will be happy in this world is actually an illusion. Because this, your body, the basis of your happy search for happiness is actually a source of misery. Like we have described the Nyaya, the logical portion. This is Krishna's milas. Not that Krishna is cruel to us, but he wants to increase our hankering for him. Yes. Even on the most highly developed state of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is always increasing the hatred of his devotees for him. Here, with us in the material world, he does so by taking away our means for enjoyment. In the spiritual world, Krishna is the only source of enjoyment. And therefore he goes away. you will hear, I wanted to read this to you. It was in the Rasa Den where Krishna disappeared from the gopis and after some time appeared again. So they demanded an explanation why he did this. He wanted to renew the affection of the gopis. He said, I was not far away from you. I was near and hearing all what you said. And I was tasting this. It was so tasteful. If Krishna is always together with the devotees, they might not desire him any longer. You even have this in the material world. The man is so eager to be associated with the woman. And the woman is 9 times more eager to be associated with the man. Yesterday we were driving and one girl was just going over the road. She was driving, he was going totally over the, you know, we almost drove over her, isn't it? She didn't look left and right, she just ran on the, not ran, walked on the road. And then that Jerry made like and she looked at us. And we saw in her eyes. And this eye that was Moimush. And here also Moimush. And again, she was thinking so much about it. You could really see it. She was thinking, oh, I want a moosh. I want a moosh. Yes. It was tragic. He almost stopped and gave her prasada. I have very much compassion for her. So. Then the conditioned soul forgets everything just to have something. But then they have a wish, and then there is only suffering. I'm often telling this. Romeo and Julia are considered to be the best example of a romantic affair. They killed themselves. So imagine they would not have killed themselves. And about 30 years later, we would visit them. Because they have such uncontrolled senses, they would have like maybe 10 children. Because of having had so many children, Julia would look a little small. Romeo, you know, his body would also not look very nice any longer. He would smell from the mouth. And several of his teeth are missing here. And he, because because he was so sensual, he developed a nervous disorder. Yes, you know, the cheek will always open. And lately, Julia developed the habit of snoring in the night. So no peaceful night any longer. Gomriya will always be like, oh, why did I marry Julia? I can't even sleep any longer. And then one day Julia would find out that dramatic thing. Romeo actually, when he was between 20 and 30, always visited another woman. And this was too much. Julia just. And then Romeo's lash and ego was so destroyed that he began to hate Julia. And they don't talk to each other any longer. I mean, this is a typical theme, you know, of medieval Romeo and Julia drama. But Shakespeare made it like this. He finished the drama at the high point. Then everyone can imagine, oh, they live together. It was really enjoyable. But this is just their imagination, it is false. It is not true. Now, I know you think, well, Sachinanda's family is a little fanatic. No, but please believe me, it is the truth. There is no happiness there. I know how much food is like. So this is in our situation as devotees who are sadhakas, we have to develop the intense longing to go to Krishna somehow or other. If we can just focus our restless mind on this one thing, that Krishna, please let me engage in your service, then we will please Krishna very much. Krishna becomes very satisfied at that time, and he writes our name into a special register. It's called the Kripa Patra. Patra means register. Do you know what a register is? It's like a notebook. Yes, yes, yes. We are registered there. Now we are registered in Zagreb, maybe. Or in Pula, Dushko, you are registered in Pula, maybe. Here, registered here. So, we want to be registered in Krishna's Kripa Patra. Kripa means mercy. You know, that we get the mercy of Krishna. And this will only happen if you intensely desire Krishna. If you desire something else, material sense enjoyment, then you won't, Krishna won't write you in there. He says, I would like to write him down his name or her name, but he or she wants something else. I can't force him to come into the Kripa register. Then Maya says, he's not in Krishna's Kripa register. He is free. All right. Then I write him in my register. And then it's very heavy. You know, when you are in, let us say you are in the register of the army, they want you. Dasha. What is your name? Dasha, what? Janitska. Dasha Janitska. Wanted. Then wherever Dasha goes, you know, he can't pass over borders. Ah, Dasha, now we found you. You ran away from the military army. Come back. Here's your uniform. Here's your gun. Now shoot the Chetnik. How am I if you are not the in Krishna register, we will write up down in her register. We have no peace. We can't go anywhere. Not even on Sankirtan. Even there she comes and gives us a heavy time. So we have to somehow understand this meaning of Utkanta. We do not desire Krishna. Or if we do not desire him 100%, I am mindless. It's not that I do not like you, but I also like records very much, and I like sense enjoyment very much. So now you all feel very distressed. I don't have this intense longing ever yet. But you should not be distressed. Even if you have it only 75%, then it is all right. Krishna will take you into his Kripapatra. But if you have it less than 75%, then you will suffer still. So I think everyone has a minimum 50%. Otherwise we wouldn't come. We are sometimes, so to say, split personalities. You can see it in a dream. Your real self lies down and your imaginary, it goes singing in Zagreb, you know. So it's like 50-50. Your superior body, your subtle body is not yet purified enough. Therefore, in dreams, sometimes you do things about which you don't even want to speak to others. So, but if we can at least increase it 25%, then that's we are on the safe side. Some devotees are afraid. If I only long for Krishna, if I really say, Krishna, take me, Krishna, destroy the dirt in my heart, put the dynamite there, one feels afraid to say that. Because one is not, this is described in the Bhagavad Gita, one does not really know what one's spiritual identity is. You know, it's like nobody's land, the spiritual identity. It's clear, yes, it's understandable. We are not yet self-realized souls. Do you know who you are, Chomitsa? Not so much. You have an idea of I'm a soul, but you know, what is your identity? That's not such an easy question, isn't it? So therefore, naturally, one is a little afraid because one doesn't know about this realm. One holds fast to this period. Yeah. But let us be honest. We can enjoy the Vitsyalya. They give us a happy time. We might as well surrender. Because it doesn't work. Our philosophy is a failure. So, you know, so hold on to Krishna, but also on to Maya. Therefore, the motto of this year, I hope you have not forgotten, 100% surrender, at least trying. When we try 100%, we will make 75. You're surprised. Virachandra didn't hear the motto of this year. 100% surrender, Virachandra. And the second motto is point spiritual life. And you will observe these lessons. The word is Utkanta. Think about it. Don't forget it. Kavoya looks a little shocked. No, not shocked, but thoughtful, I think. So, do you have any questions regarding these points? Yes, Shaila Bhakti is connected.
So, first, I wonder about this, where they come from. Yeah. And some questions arise that we could not answer. Where it comes desire from the mind? Because it said that also sometimes the mind has separate desires. Because it is said that soul is not yet, soul is keeping the consciousness in the body.
See, the soul is the origin of desire. Without the soul, there would be no possibility of desire. But by being in contact with the material energy, these desires become polluted, especially. See, in the mind are many impressions of material desires, and you contact them. Do you know Gopinath, guitar player? He practiced every day for 8 hours guitar, sometimes for 16 hours, which is mad for the Gita. And you know how it came? He described that once when he was small, like Sridhar maybe, he went into a club where his father was playing with Chuck Berry. His father is also a bio guitarist. And his father was going like, you know, some noise with the guitar. And he was thinking, this is how I must become. Many boys are like this. They see the Jimmy Page playing like a wild man, and then they think, well, I must become like this. Very important. So there is an example. So in other words, in the mind, in a picture, and then instead of desiring to become Krishna conscious, you want to make noise. The example which has been given is, do you know what a prisma is? When you put the white light in the prisma, then this light becomes diverted and the three colors appear, I believe. I remember from the physics you have this in the school, they do this in the school. Because like, let us say, this is the prisma, the white light enters here, and then it comes out, it goes down, and then there, it goes down in three colors, like this. This is how the desires are diverted, so to say. The soul is in this material body, and the energy of the soul, or the desire of the soul, is entering into the mind, and the mind is very contaminated. These desires become diverted in their ignorant desires, passionate and sattvic desires, like in our theater play. You remember? He was there, the conditioned soul was there, and he fell under the influence of the different modes, and then began to become active according to the certain influence. He began to desire according to the certain influence. Suddenly the mode of ignorance, he wanted to drink and eat ignorant foodstuffs. Is it clear? And not so strong. Well, the psychologist would say the following. I mean, I'm speaking of the Krishna conscious psychologist, not the Kamyami. They would say, just do it! Then you will be a liberated individual. That is the effect. More desires come, more. Until you finally, like in the theater play, where he was bound and could not move any longer. The condition for very nice acting. Nara Krishna keeps telling us he is not an actor, he is a painter, but he cannot accept it. He is thinking that he is also an actor. The misidentity also. Yes, Krishna conscious psychologist. He would immediately see there's some your desire, a devotee desires some lupas, I mean some material desires, sorry, for being so harsh, because he is not internally satisfied. When you have a higher taste, if you are internally satisfied, you don't need this. That is the cure. You should be satisfied internally. So often devotees come and ask for advices, and one finds out where they are, you know, why they are suffering a little in their Krishna consciousness. It's always the case they are not really satisfied. Something is missing in their heart. Then the same devotee who was a problem case for years just finds his place, so to say. No problem anymore. So in Krishna consciousness we can satisfy everyone in devotional service by giving everyone a place. And you should have that faith. For you, there is the ideal place. Yeah, you can just be wonderfully engaged in Krishna. You just have to want it. You have to want to be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. That means you have to not want to be satisfied in Maya's consciousness, then Maya consciousness, then it will work. 100%. Miseries are there because we lack something. Yes, we are not full. And there may be many different things which we need, but anyway, that's the principle. No?
Why?
I'm really sorry, but I'm a little picked up. Just a minute.
Okay. Можно увидеть в практике для Мега Бхакти некто, который все предал Кришне, и некоторые Кришне Раджмана, с уверенным, да, чем Кришне направить некоторые Раджманы, да, все будут удовлетворены, а истовременно očekuje određeni aranžman da budu zadovoljni u mirnoj svetosti Krišne. Međutim, taj aranžman ne dolazi, ne dolazi, ne dolazi.
Dolazi, ne dolazi, ne
dolazi. I onda...
No.
Ask these young devotees, that's what I'm trying to mention, Raj. Yes, please.
Onda, kako to razumeti, kako da oni nastave dalje sa vjerom da na taj način služe Krišna da se prevedu. So, in Krišna Pašta Sadra, we see that devotees, because they know that everything depends on Krishna, and they are a situation, they are peaceful, peacefulness of Krishna Pašta, so they surrender to some service, and so they surrender to Krishna, they are told that Krishna will arrange everything with us, and
that's what we always say, right?
And then, their proper situation, their proper situation with Krishna consciousness and peaceful and happy, this somehow doesn't come. There is always, they are not properly maybe situated in service or in ashram, and it doesn't come. Then I surrender and I accept, but somehow the arrangement doesn't come. I think about some arrangement which would make me happy, but this doesn't come. And I,
yes.
Years pass.
So the arrangement comes, Akura, when you begin to understand that there's only one possible arrangement for you, and that is to finally be dependent on Krishna and to love Krishna. Unless we come to this stage, there will be no arrangements for us. We might think, well, if I just go in the Grihastha ashram, everything will be fine. Or if I just get a farm, a peaceful farm in the country. Oh, sorry. If someone who wants to have a farm, I didn't mean to say that. You know, some arrangement, or a better, a temple, you know, in Opadya. Then, and only these devotees, the heavy koshta should be there. The heavy tomata shouldn't be there. Not this tomata, this is very nice tomata. All these heavy devotees, no, but just a peaceful place in Opadya. Then I will be happy. But it doesn't work like this. You have to become. What they say in German, you have to throw the towel and just say, Krishna, my God, I forgot you so much. I'm in Mayadas. Now I want to become a Krishna. That makes all the difference, I believe. It's a simple secret. Yes, those who think they surrender, they have not yet surrendered. You practicing this for the first time since maybe millions of births. You're very unknown. You're very new. Yeah? Is it okay? Is it a question, Alfred? Yes. But then you might say, well, this is a very cruel philosophy. Listen, there's someone who really wants to surrender. But he just can't. Because he is, he's a creative person and there's so many ideas still going in his head. So this question I would answer. Krishna wants creative devotees. And Krishna wants that a lot of things happen. I am 100% convinced that our devotees have the duty to create different areas of service where devotees can engage themselves and find themselves. There is no problem. We are not against creativity in Krishna service. You know, if you look at the spiritual world, it's not that Krishna only gets you know, potatoes from the cook. But there's variety. There's variety of all kinds of different services. Someone has a service to carry Krishna's fruits. Krishna has a poem, you know, it's a metallium of the great. There are many, many services. Also here you can do many, many things for Krishna. Here, Chandra. The address for me is with E in the end. No, it's nicer to meet the Sanskrit names, I think, as they are, isn't it? Yes, so Virachandra.
On which point of our development of Krishna consciousness, actually, we can say that we have become a devotee and not aspiring devotee. And is it possible for a pretender in Krishna consciousness to ascend?
Everyone will advance in Krishna consciousness. Even, you know, there was a man, a drunkard, in the Bowery, who one day, when Prabhupada gave the lecture, just walked through the lecture hall. I think he had his shoes on. He was smelling. And what did he do? He went right past Prabhupada to the bathroom and installed some paper. Yes. And walked out and said, "Hey," and left. And Prabhupada was smiling from here to there. He was very happy. He said, "Now this person's devotional service has begun." To begin, he will continue from there. So everyone, this is so wonderful. Even the one who gives you a penny on the street. "Oh, eat more, my dear boy. You are so skinny. Yeah, I don't want your book." So they make advancements. Not to speak of someone who is in the temple. Yeah, every night counts. that you sleep in here. Yeah. It is described like this. You may not realize it, but that is just like someone who is taken out of the ocean and who lies on top of the boat and who is still dreaming he's drowning. So your first part of the question was, at what point does someone say he is a devotee? Can someone say he is a devotee? You will be surprised, a real devotee never says I'm a devotee. Remember Krishnadas Kaviraj. He said that he is a monk actually. That's a sign of prema, of love of Godhead, that the devotee thinks he is not a devotee. He desires Krishna so intensely. And Krishna becomes so helpless by this desire of the devotee, so bound. He has this wonderful personality. And he is desiring me so much. He doesn't think it's all right. I made it. The examination is passed. You know, do you have this also in here when people make the examination, the matura, they write matura 1933 on the car, and then they drive drunk into the town. In Germany there are a lot of accidents of these people. We're becoming old. So, but still, you want to know at which stage. Well, there are many different stages in Krishna consciousness. There is the sadhana, the sadhaka, who just follows according to rules and regulations. And then there is the devotee whose bhakti, who has transcendental knowledge, has experienced bhakti. And then there is the devotee on the highest stage who experiences bhakti and just prema, just love for Krishna. So it depends on what stage you want to be. But a more general analysis would be, if you really want to think Krishna, want to satisfy Krishna, then you are devotee. This is how devotee is defined. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a Vaishnava. You are Vaishnava for their relation. According to Mahaprabhu's definition, you are alright. And that's what counts. We are following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. Yeah.
I cannot finish this book to this
regard. Really? But you had already your shot. You already asked one question. We will come back later to you. Yes. Later. Shokana Sini. How, excuse me, reflect? I must say, I understand your what you say, the words, but I cannot understand you. How does...
How it influences, how false initiation influences the world.
Like that?
A false renunciation influences devotional service.
Ach so. Yes. False renunciation. What is false renunciation? First of all. You could take the complicated questions, Shokanasini, because we all must renounce. And at the beginning stage, it is sometimes unnatural for us. It was totally unnatural for me to rise up in the morning. It's still difficult. Every morning, if I don't have an alarm clock, there's no chance for me to get up. It just goes through, right through. But there is, so there is renunciation which is given to you by your spiritual master on your stage. And then if you want to increase that and create a lot of pressure in your life, then that could, that's unnecessary renunciation. And it will be the cause of many problems in your life. We must open the window because Bhakti Akrimuji is not having enough air. I would say like this. If you would say, okay, I only eat once a day, that will be much better for my advantage. And then after some time you realize, oh, I'm actually so hungry. And this would be an unnecessary false renunciation, and it would create a pressure in your mind which would be very heavy after some time. We've seen this many times. Devotees create many different imaginary forms of renunciation. And what happens first is they become proud. I'm so renounced. Then, from this pride, I develop material desires. Then they fall and do just the opposite. Where is your daughter? Ah, you are the daughter. How old are you? 17. And where is Gopal? Sleeping. Okay, he's young.
Onda je Gopal upravo rekao, kad imao 5 godina meni, što sam se ja jako iznenadila, da smo mi zapravo šahovske figure na ploči. Ja se tada nisam složila s time, međutim kako stari, tako i uviđam da je to istina. Pa onda,
Gopal was 5, he slept with his mother.
How old is he now? Koliko sad ima
godina?
11.
Level. No. House. He was 5 years old and his mother would feel like he was on the chessboard.
Yeah.
And she was surprised, but now she is realizing more that this is true.
I pošto mislim, pošto sve više i više uviđam da je to istina, napravila sam da treba svoju ulogu u životu koju smo dobili na toj šahovskoj ploči odigrati pošteno.
And she was thinking that the role we got in this world, one should play sincerely.
Ako sam ja majka, ja ću odigrati pošteno ili supruga, zavisi to normalno kako će posle druge strane reagirati na to.
If I'm mother or a spouse, then I will do it honestly, beauty, no matter how other will react.
Jer puno sam čitala da Brahmana koji kaže ja ću se predati i života u život mantra, pa ne može dosjeći Krišnu.
I was reading the Brahmana who says I will surrender, he chants life after life, but he cannot reach Krishna.
A ovdje ja smatram da sve bijede ljudskog života i sva naša sve naše nedoumice zapravo mogu se naći u ovome osmom poglavlju, prvo pjevanje, osmo poglavlje, peti stih.
I think that in the 8th chapter, 5th verse, all the miseries of our existence can be found.
To je
eight,
to da ljudi, kad dobiju svoju ulogu u životu,
when people get their role in life,
trebali bi štititi brahmane,
they should be to protect brahmanas,
krave,
house,
žene,
women,
djecu i starce.
Children and the old men.
Oni, ako to radimo, da ćemo biti sretni u svojoj ulozi života. Ja sam sretna.
Dobro
što mi se dogodilo.
No matter what happens to me.
Da li to moje mišljenje ok ili nije?
Is this my opinion ok or not?
Yes, we must do our duties. Especially in the Grihastha ashram. As a brahmachari you are free of brahmachari, when you are on the Grihastha ashram and have children, you must care about them. In Grihastha ashram, many people don't see that they have their so many responsibilities and they want to escape them. Sometimes they want to divorce, then it is not alright. Or they don't love, you know, they give their children somewhere else. But you cannot escape the responsibilities. Many people enter the Grihastha ashram just with a very irresponsible thing. Oh, somehow it will be better. Somehow, you know, it will be all very pleasurable. But it's the ashram with all the responsibility. And if you want to run away, then more problems come. So then if you are again vanaprastha, then the responsibilities become smaller, and if a sannyasi, you're free. Except you have disciples. Then you live in your because then you have to take care of them. And you are responsible for them. So we cannot run away. So what you have said is correct. Now there's one information which I would like to add to what we have said. This information does not necessarily contradict the first information. See, in Krishna consciousness we know of two kinds of duties. The first duty is in relationship to Krishna, in serving Krishna. They're called and then we know of duties in relationship to, you know, our position in this world. Let me give you an example. For instance, it is your duty to chant 16 rounds Maha Mantra. That's first duty towards the spiritual master, towards Krishna. Now there are other duties
like rising early. These and washing, taking shower, these duties pertain to the material body. You have to get your body out of bed, and you have to put soap on your body. They are secondary. Sometimes it may be that you cannot do the secondary duties, which are meant to help your chanting. For instance, in the morning the bathroom might be occupied for 2 hours. This sometimes happens in festivals. Does this mean you have to stop chanting or you cannot chant? No. You must do the chanting. And this is an example by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The primary duties are called new. Mukhya vritti, and the secondary are called Gomara vritti. Yes. So these duties which you have just now explained are very helpful, but if they should get in the way, then, for instance, a wife can divorce from her husband. You know, if it is not possible, if it doesn't help the Krishna consciousness at all, then this is allowed in Krishna. It is stated in Shiva Bhagavatam like this. Or, in other words, the primary duties are always more important than the secondary duty. So let us say now your children are all devotees. Congratulations. Very nice. But imagine you would have 4 Nikos as children. Mother, he wants, you know, and say some wild things which would disturb you in your execution of Krishna consciousness and taking care of them. Then it would look different. Your care for them might take different forms. Maybe ignoring them. Maybe that would be the best for them in this case or something else. So we must always remember Krishna is first. But I am very much aware what I have said now can be misinterpreted. It can mean that irresponsible people give up their duties irresponsibly. This is often the case when young aspirants come to the temple and they want to give up the school when they are 16 or 17 years old. And they justify their step with Krishna conscious philosophy. But that's not that we cannot do. In my own life, I was still going to school, and Prabhupada told me, you must continue with the school. That's right. I tried. I was not successful, but I tried. Thank you. Oh, here comes the school girl. You are still going to school, right? Learn good English. But you don't have this. Now this is the last question, just so that you know, because we're getting a little late.
Često kad smo u školi sad ima problem s onim bakom koji se vratio u našu školu, koji je napustio školu i došao temeljno bako trećeno. I sad ne znam, ljudi znaju profesor da sam trebam se baš dokazati ono da sam dobar džak, da neko lijepo reći i tako dalje. Ne znam, ja sam to već pitala ovoga, što mi se dobro bilo, kako sad nešto, nekad ima toliko puno predmeta i trebam puno učiti. I onda moram zato staviti da ima se sve jednosti križa. I to me dosta koči. Želim dokazati ono da su bavite ono, da nisu radili tako znači, da što je to bavite što tako slušaju.
Because there was one devotee who left the school and came to Krishna consciousness, and then he went to Krishna consciousness. So in their school, in her school, so she wants to make a good example that Krishna conscious persons can have good notes and to be a good people. And then, but she said that she has to sometimes to learn so much that she has to neglect the duties of Krishna consciousness.
I don't think your logic is so good that you must be the number one to show how good, how intelligent Krishna conscious devotees are. You don't have to show the materialist like this. Especially when it becomes over endeavor. You know, when you just work so hard and cannot chant and read any longer, why don't you be in the middle field? More easy, more peaceful, and then you don't have to work so hard for this, but can simultaneously work for Krishna. I mean, if it's very easy to be, you know, number two or three or one, you know, then you can do. But it's not necessary that one becomes, that one impresses the karmis by material abilities. There are few subjects which are good, like English, for instance. This is good to learn. Or typing, if you can learn it in the school. That usually is necessary. But if your parents say you can only if you're number five or so, then we let you go to the temple. And then it's a different thing.
She was always one of the best.
You look like this.
But if she comes to this middle level of
yes, performance, the yes.
Then revelation. The reputation.
Like as you know. You are a little attached to be number one, I think. No. I mean, be number one if you are, this is not. But chant still Hare Krishna. You know, you can't expect me to now say to you, don't be attached to be number one. You want to. This you have to find out for yourself. Where to put your heart. Remember, you only have one heart to give. Okay, so thank you very much. Hare Krishna.